Yeah, no, mirrors should not exist. Like the fact that there's a reflective surface every like 10 feet is actually so psychologically damaging to me.
It's psychological horror for
It
sure.
is, it is.
Like, I don't need to know what my face looks like at every angle. Like, that's not my business
Yeah, and
at
at every time
all.
of day, like
No.
literally
And
against my
all
will.
lighting. Oh.
Against my will, like you'll be like washing your hands and you like look up and you're like, oh my God, like chill out.
You're here?
Literally, I can't believe I live with this face all the time.
Mystic balls.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, let's go. That was pretty good.
Hi, Nicole.
Hey, girl.
Nicole and I have really
What's.
fancy microphones now.
Yeah.
Not really fancy, but it feels really fancy because they
They
have
are fancy.
the like little frisbee looking thing in front of the microphone on
I feel like Demi
the
Lovato is ready to sing.
Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato. That is so funny. Say what
It's
you like,
so,
whatever. That's so fucking
that's
funny.
hella funny. Like, that doesn't disrespect her identity at all. In fact, I think it respects it. I think it
I agree.
honors it.
Their identity.
Oh, shit.
Wait, that's like that tweet that's like,
Oh,
moms will
no.
be like, she goes by they now.
That was actually a genuine slip. I feel bad.
No, that's
I was,
okay.
it's tough. It's
It
tough,
is
but
tough because we grew up with
who
them being
says
her.
I can't wear my Converse with my dress? Well, baby, I'm, if anyone, no one's watching, but I have my hand on my headphone as I'm singing that,
So Demi.
which is so Demi. Anyways, Demi, I hope you're well. I hate you for what you did to the Big Chill frozen yogurt shop.
Yeah, Demi,
So,
listen. You
I'm a
kind of make
hater
it.
before I'm an ally.
You make it hard to stan you sometimes.
I've never been a stan.
In other news, I would just like to say a big hearty congratulations to Trisha Paytas
Stop.
for
Literally,
getting
I wrote
married.
down that we need to remember to say mazel to Trisha and Moses.
Mazel,
And
Trisha and Moses.
happy birthday to Gila, who it was indeed her sister-in-law's birthday,
On the day of her
literally on
wedding,
the day of Trisha's wedding, which is so classic.
girl.
I hope that Ethan had a great time. I hope they could bury the hatchet for that night alone.
There's literally no way.
Did you see? I just completely spammed you on TikTok with all of the like wedding footage.
I think I saw most of them, unless you sent one recently, but yeah, she wore a black wedding dress, which is cool.
It would have been so much prettier white. Like, she looked really pretty, but the black looked, I don't know, it was tacky, I think. But
Listen,
she's literally Trisha Paytas. I don't know why
it's
I'm
Trisha Paytas.
surprised.
No, I was like, she could have looked so classic. But she looked snatched. Like, she looked good. Say what you
Yeah.
want, Trisha Paytas, but
She looked really pretty.
she's been in the gym, maybe. I don't know.
Wait, didn't Trisha Paytas want they them pronouns?
Oh,
Did
maybe. I think she
they she
backpedaled on that.
backpedal?
I think they backpedaled on
I
that.
think so too.
We can call them, we can use they them pronouns for Trisha Paytas just out of like respect of like because we fucked up
Just in
Demi's.
case.
You're like, she goes by they them now.
Okay, I corrected. I
You're right.
corrected
No, you did. No, you
myself,
did.
but yeah, I think Trisha did for a moment, but in the same way that she also for a moment was claiming to be Jewish
Also, she like claimed to be trans at one
and now is
point.
claiming to be, you know what, I'm gonna look it up.
Is Trisha
'Cause
weird?
I remember when like the friend all the frenemies blowout happened. And some like kind of bigger news site picked it up and was talking about it, and they were referring to Trisha with they them pronouns, and everyone was like kind of laughing
and being like, that was not real. But
I don't remember them confirming. But not that this is a laughing matter. Our official stance is that people can use whatever pronouns they want. I'll call
you whatever.
But listen, Trisha Paytas is just not one to like stick to her guns on things or mean things in like an educated way.
No. No.
Which is why we're confused.
This is a quote. I usually prefer they, them, but I present mostly female. So if someone says she, her, that's okay by me too.
Okay, fair enough.
Moses will refer to me as he, him when I present as male that day. And that's so rad. My family sees me as a daughter / sister. So they'll say she, her. But overall, they, them feels like me. I mean, what a powerful statement about gender norms.
That was so powerful. And Trisha Paytas is known to say powerful quotes. Can you read another Trisha Paytas quote?
Of course I can. I'm so glad you asked. Let me pull some up. In honor of their their marriage.
Beautiful. Beautifully said.
I just want people to know me and to love me because I have no love. Oh. I have always been attracted to gay guys, so I always thought I am a gay man. I'm sorry, I'm not done. Do I think I'm transgender? Yes, 1,000%. This one's famous. Do I identify as my natural born gender? 1,000%.
Which begs the question, what do you identify as?
In my head, I feel like I'm a female, transgender to male, but also like a drag queen.
I don't think drag queens consider themselves trans.
There are trans drag queens. Sure. But you don't have to be trans to be a drag queen.
Right.
So,
okay, she just says like the most inflammatory thing she can think of. They can think of. Jesus. Sorry, you guys. Do we need to scrap all of this? Are we being sensitive? No, I think it's fine. No,
I don't. I mean, there's just not a super clear. Okay, now this quote says, I don't love pronouns like they and them, because that's super confusing, I think.
Yeah, I don't really see Trisha Paytas like having a very strong grasp on they, them pronouns, or just it sounds like they're still sort of figuring out what their identity could be, which is fine. I mean, that's cool.
I don't think they're a scholar in gender studies, that's for sure. So,
I don't really think they're a scholar in anything.
I don't care. I love Trisha till the day I die. She's so problematic and like so lovable at the same time. And I don't have anything else to say. I just use she pronouns again. It sounds like I can use anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's right.
So I don't know. I'll switch off. I think what they're going for potentially is she they.
Mm-hmm.
But who am I to tell someone what to do?
Yeah, you're no one to tell. I think we're fine. We just read a bunch of very misleading quotes.
Yeah,
that they've said. We
backed ourselves up enough.
So yeah, like listen, we're not sure as much as they're not sure. So we're all figuring it out together,
and that's okay. Like things can change.
But they're married now, and they look really happy. They look snatched on their wedding day.
Nothing but the best. We're wishing absolutely nothing but blessings and fertility and
so much fertility. Oh my God. Can you imagine Trisha Paytas as a mother?
No, that actually scares me. But
I feel like they're going to want to have a baby too.
How old is But what scares me is everything that they do is like a phase.
Right.
Like, you can't like have, like, you can't be a mom or a parent as a phase.
Is this?
Oh. She has her Instagram. She has her pronouns in her bio. It's she, her, they, them.
Oh my gosh. So we can't even be canceled. Yeah.
She's 33. Like, yeah. Kind
of a kid. Wait, really?
Mm-hmm.
She's way younger than I thought.
How old did you think she was?
I don't know. It just feels like she's really lived 1,000 lifetimes, doesn't it?
Because she has.
Okay, exactly. Like, I just feel like she's been through so much. Like, for the amount of crying videos she has on the internet, she's older than 33.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, she has been through 1,000 lifetimes. She's, like, reincarnated herself as, like, 100 different ethnicities and religions.
Yeah.
Like, she's kind of doing it right in that she's really, like, carping the DM.
She is carping the DM. She's
really experiencing things. But yeah, Trisha, come on the pod.
No, please.
How was your weekend?
It was good.
I'm so glad you asked about my weekend because I have something to talk to you about.
Tell me about your weekend.
Well, I'm in recovery.
Are you hungover?
Yeah, a little.
Oh man.
I mean, not so much anymore because it's like 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went on like a bender.
Oh my God.
AKA I went out two nights in a row, which constitutes a bender to me now.
That's crazy.
I know. A bunch of people are breaking up. Yeah, the energy has been really manic, but it's kept things interesting. And obviously people are like really trying to go out.
Fun. I wish I was there to go out with you.
You don't like going out.
No, I don't. I went to a house party on Thursday, which is to say I had my office Christmas party and we went to someone's house after.
Dude, office Christmas parties are so scary. Ours isn't until like January and I'm like already so nervous.
I was so nervous.
like how do you toe that line?
I know. Well, girl, we weren't even like, oh God, I mean, I can't disclose too much. But okay, I will say that I'm dating my boyfriend. We met at work. And so far we've kept
I was about to say that, but I didn't know. But I was like, talk about toeing the line. You're literally dating your coworker.
Yeah, and we kept it a secret for a while, for like 4 months. So we meant to just tell like a couple people, like our friends in the office, but I got too sloppy at the Christmas party and like touched his arm or something and everyone saw it. And I was like, whoops, like anyway, we're dating, ha ha ha. No one cared. Everyone was like, we could pretty much tell. And I was like, okay, cool.
That's such a bummer that like no one, like I would have wanted that to be such a dramatic reveal.
I know.
Like you like literally did a like a hard launch of your boyfriend at the office holiday party and no one cared.
Everyone was like, cool, you guys are cute together. And then they like moved on with their lives. And I was like, wait, but like, please make a big deal out of this.
Yeah, that is kind of disappointing. But I don't know. It probably feels good to have it out there. You guys don't have to like maybe monitor yourselves as much. I mean, obviously don't like grab his ass in the office.
But... I kind of want to. No, you're right. No, it's I obviously can't do that. Like it's kind of fun to have like a little secret though, but whatever. Yeah. It is what it is. Well,
cat's out of the bag. Hi, Andrew. I know you listen to this.
He literally is like, when am I going to get a shout out? I was like, oh my God.
Here it is.
Love ya.
Love you, babe.
We love you, babe. So maybe you'll meet, maybe you'll fall in love with one of your coworkers at your Christmas party.
I don't think that's on the table for me.
Oh, that's too bad.
The only thing I'm in love with is my career.
Yeah, no, you're such a girl boss, literally, dude. No, literally.
I'm carrying the Snapchat Discover feed on my back.
Ugh. They've been really putting out some crazy content. Wait, speaking of Snapchat, I feel like I read the other day, either on Snapchat or TikTok, which honestly is interchangeable at this point. Pete Davidson is dating Miley Cyrus? Question mark.
Nothing is real.
Like, wasn't he just dating Kim Kardashian?
They hosted like some late night or something together, and then I think she went over to his house afterwards.
She's been like over at his house like a couple times. I mean, I don't know.
Just... people can be friends. I don't know.
So true. Literally, maybe they're just friends. Do you think Kim's jealous? Not considered that? No, I literally hadn't. I was like, boys and girls cannot be friends.
Dude, Miley and Pete make a lot more sense.
They're so cute together. I can
picture them having a conversation. Like Kim and Pete, I actually like it breaks my brain to try and think about what they would say to each other.
Literally could like no like, idea.
I have no clue.
Like, do you think Kim Kardashian would, I mean, honestly, I feel the same way about Kim and Kanye to some extent. Not as bad, but like I'm still like, how does she, she must just be really good at like being like a chameleon and just like giggling and looking pretty. I mean,
she must just be really good at like talking down manic men.
Dude, yeah, I mean, she's a real gift.
Like, no shame for on like mental illness. Like, I literally am mentally ill, but if that's her type, like she must be really good at coping with that. And like,
she is like pretty calm, like she's pretty soothing. Yeah, I'd let her talk me out of like a panic attack. You would? Yeah, she'd be like, it's okay. Wait, I don't have a good
literally kid. I don't know. I'm way better at Courtney.
Okay,
Courtney would be horrible to have talk you out of a panic attack.
Yeah, she'd be like, it's because you ate 4 cookies today.
Yeah, she'd literally be like, have you had gluten?
Yeah,
that's probably why. Travis, I can see Kim being like pretty, I mean, she's just kind of stoic. So she would kind of be like a calming presence, you know, like she just like maybe.
Like a yin and yang situation.
Rub your back.
Yeah.
Maybe wrap you in like a Skims blankie.
Yeah. You can like use her.
In your hair.
You can use her butt as like a stress ball.
Like a stress ball. Yeah. But you don't want to pop it though.
No, be gentle.
I hope you're doing well.
Kim, I know you're listening, and I just want to say, is Pete good in bed? Tell me the truth.
Dude, obviously he's good in bed.
You think?
Yes. He's mentally ill. Listen, no one grows up like goofy looking like that and isn't a giver. Like you have to be like, that's why like men that are a little bit like funky looking or like, heaven forbid I call out our short kings, like generally are funnier and like more interesting and more have like a giver mentality. Because if you grow up and you're like a 10 out of 10 in hotness, like why would you ever have to do anything other than just be there?
Yeah, no, you know? and women do just like fall at your feet, which like fair enough, but then they're probably hella disappointed afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay, well, do you want to talk about the Vampire Diaries?
Yeah, I guess.
all right,
let's get into it. Yeah,
let's get into it. Yeah,
God put us on this beautiful earth to critique the Vampire Diaries.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
and I just hope that all of you guys can find your purpose one day too, like we have.
Amen. Okay, so season 2, episode 10, The Sacrifice.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. Elena's sleeping in a tight tank top with a bra on.
She's sleeping in jeans. Yoga pants? I'm pretty sure they're bootcut jeans, dude.
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I'm gonna fact check that at some point.
Also, but she's literally not sleeping under the cover. She just has like a blanket on.
Maybe she like fell asleep in her clothes, which psychopath behavior.
Because she was like journaling. That's what the scene. Like, yeah, she like it like has. Did you even watch the episode, dude?
Yes, like, I did. I don't know.
Her
I
journal is open beside her. Whatever. So she wakes up. She thinks that she hears something. It's the middle of the night.
Also, which is weird. She sleeps with her door ajar.
So creepy.
Literally, you're asking for trouble.
And like, if all you close your door, no one on. Will
bother you. When you if you close your door, then no one can like break and enter in your home.
No one
like,
can come in.
And if you have your feet under the covers,
mm-hmm.
no one can come and like get you either.
That's the rules. That's the rules.
So.
So she gets up to see what's going on, which is very brave of her. I literally would just be like, listen, if there's an intruder, like, I'm dead. There's nothing I can do to stop this.
Oh, yeah. If I hear, like, a weird noise in the middle of the night, I just am like, oh, well. I just, like, go back to sleep.
Yeah. You're like, God's plan is like, in motion.
Just, it's not my business whether I live or die. Like, it's just not.
No. So. And, like, what are you going to do? Fight him off wearing your, like, little Target PJ set
in my granny panties?
Yeah. Fuck no. That's humiliating. Also,
my whole body's under the covers, so yeah, like,
you're safe.
I literally am safe, and my door's shut.
Yeah, no, literally safe.
And I have my retainer in. Like, those are the things that need to happen for me mm-hmm. to like sleep safely and soundly.
Mm-hmm. And you're still alive to this day, so obviously it's working.
Yeah, barely. yeah. So, yeah, she gets up and is, like, investigating for the noise, which, girl, at least grab, like, a heavy, blunt object or something if you're going to go, like, wandering around.
Yeah.
And she runs into Alaric, her history teacher, aka, mm-hmm. like, vampire slayer also.
Mm-hmm. He's wearing his boxers. Boxer Dude. Briefs, might I add.
I have one thing to say.
What?
Woof.
Oh, yeah. No, he's looking
his
like
body.
A
body.
Oh, I didn't even know. I was like, I didn't know he was hiding all that.
Yeah, he's been hiding it under his like little cardigans.
Well, Alaric's built.
Built. Congrats to Jenna. They're a yeah, really hot couple.
They are. And Alaric's like, oops, they like got a little midnight snack. He has like a cereal bowl in his hand.
They literally got like a post schmanging bowl of ice cream is what it seems like. She's like wearing his big shirt.
Oh my
god. Swimming in it, by the way.
Literally all a woman wants. And Jenna's like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. And she's like, no worries, like things seem to be going well. So good for you.
I would be really disturbed by my hot history teacher like banging my guardian like that. I'd mostly be jealous, I think.
Yeah, no, I'd be jealous. He wasn't schmanging me, his underage student.
But yeah, so while they're talking, Jonas from the last episode is like the new parent in town. His son is Luca. They're both warlocks, not witches, apparently. Mm-hmm.
He's like snooping through Elena's bedroom. He's like pulling locks of her hair out of her brush and like
he puts just like hairbrush in the back of his pants. Do you think
he put it up his butt?
Yeah,
maybe you can't rule it out.
He could probably do it with no hands. He just like levitated into his.
He can do it with no hands. Okay,
that's what Waka wrote the song about Jonas from the Vampire Diaries.
So he steals some of her things and then he leaves
her little things
before Elena can see him. Stefan and Damon go to see Catherine and they want the moonstone, and obviously Catherine's not gonna give it to them, but she's like, listen, if you just like get me out of here, I will give you the moonstone and I will leave and you'll never see me again.
Sounds like a really fair deal to me, but they don't want to take it because they don't trust her. But they want the moonstone basically because I'm just gonna recap super quick because I don't even remember this half the time.
Yeah.
basically the moonstone needs to be used in this ritual to like free the vampires from like the curse of the sun or whatever. And in the ritual, Elena, who is the doppelganger, has to die. And so they basically want to dispel the moonstone so that it's not useful anymore, so that no one kills Elena.
Yeah.
Like, just let her die, you know?
Literally, it doesn't matter. Like, people are dying every day. Let it be Elena. God's plan. God's plan.
Better, better her than someone else in the show.
Better her than Alaric. Am I right?
Better her than Daddy Alaric. But yeah, they go to Elena to tell her about this, and they're like, this is great because then Klaus can't kill you and he can't break the curse, mm-hmm. which the curse means nothing to them because they have their like fancy rings and can walk in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we'll just get Bonnie to drop the spell on the tomb that's like holding Catherine in. Someone will run in and grab the moonstone from Catherine, and then everything will be perfect. And Elena decides to be really difficult and says that she thinks this is a horrible plan because Klaus will get there and he'll be mad and just kill everyone that she loves.
Which I don't think she's wrong about that.
Yeah, actually, she's not being difficult. I kind of agree with all of her actions in this episode because she seems to be recognizing that her life isn't more valuable than everyone else's, even though everyone acts like it is.
Character growth. She is growing.
She gets a little bit indignant in this episode, which I like to see that from her.
Also, again, they're just like blindly assuming that Bonnie is willing to help them in all of their shenanigans. I don't think Bonnie's really a fan of that, but
she keeps letting it happen, though.
Yeah.
Speaking of Bonnie,
she's like going to school. They're going to high school.
They're going to high school.
Yeah. And Luca, Bonnie and Luca are like chatting. And Luca's like obviously trying to get some information out of her, but Bonnie's sort of oblivious. But he's like, oh, so you're a new witch. Like, that's cool. And she's like, yeah, new ish, but like, you know, I'm getting the hang of things, just some minor hiccups.
Yeah, and she thinks that he's like actually interested in her instead of just like collecting information.
Yeah.
Which she's wearing a V-neck also. Do you remember V-necks?
Oh, her V-neck is V-necking too. It's so low.
It's so low.
It's literally so low. Which good for her. I mean, she looks great.
Yeah, they're banging.
Yeah. Luca's like, let me show you this trick. Like, we can channel our energy and like become stronger. Like, you can use my powers and be stronger.
Did you hear me say that and then like immediately stop? Because I was I don't know if I want to
go down that path.
Yeah, I think she might want to suck him, though.
She kind of does.
He's a 35-year-old man, not a high schooler.
He's so old. He's as old as his dad. But he's like, okay, take my necklace. And
he gives her his, like, he's wearing, like, a dog tag necklace.
Yeah, like, that's, like, what? So 2012.
I didn't know he was in ROTC.
ROTC kid.
You are disrespecting a future U.S. naval officer.
That's so funny.
Was that Vine?
I think that was a Vine, yeah.
Anyways.
they like switch items and then they like hold hands and then they can like feel
into each other's eyes.
They can like start sucking each other's powers. Right?
Yeah, basically. It's so weird. I'm trying to imagine like how they look to everyone else like walking by them in the high school like lawn because the wind is blowing and they're just staring into each other's eyes like unblinking and holding hands. And then I kind of realized that that's in some weird way like par for the course for high school PDA. Like, I remember people doing like very intimate staring like by the lockers and stuff. So
I can't even like think, I don't know about if anyone that would bat an eye. No, it's like I think like PTSD for me, like to think about two high school students, like two high school band kids, like macking out in the theater hallway. And you're like, someone's getting pregnant.
On the cold tile.
Ugh, they would do it though.
The cold, like dusty tile. Horrible.
Jeremy like rolls up. Yeah, he's jealous and he's like, oh, whoa, like that was crazy weird wind we just had. And then Luca's like, okay, bye.
No, Luca blames global warming.
Oh, yeah.
And then he leaves.
He goes, must be global warming.
Does global warming affect the winds? It must. Somehow.
I guess. Luca would know.
I trust Jeremy, him. He's literally 35 years old.
He's like, so old. He knows
way more than us.
And Jeremy's like, wow, like, weird kid, right? And Bonnie's like, actually, I think he's really nice. Which, I don't know. Emotional cheating?
She's emotionally cheating on her best friend's younger brother. Elena goes to the Salvatore house and is talking with Rose, who is just still, like, sleeping over there. She's kind of a refugee, I guess.
Yeah, because she doesn't have a ring, so she can't be out in the sunlight. So she's literally, like, yeah, she just is the refugee.
I don't really get why she wants to stay there. If I were her, I would just,
because she's getting schmanged daily.
Oh, my God. They never said that.
What do you mean? She, like, came out. Elena walked in, and Rose, like, came out in a robe, and she was, like, oh, like, that, you don't leave a girl naked in your bed so early in the morning. And then she's like, oh, Elena, hi, oh, this is awkward.
I guess she's staying around for the D.
So she's like, yeah, so she goes and puts on clothes, and then Elena's like, I need you to take me to Slater so that he can help me find the moonstone because he knows everything.
Slater's the vampire who has, like,
the coffee 30 shop,
something academic degrees in a coffee shop, who was staked in the last episode, but no one knows
no one knows he's dead.
So Elena needs to get some info from him, and Rose says no, but Elena, who has decided to become incredibly manipulative this episode.
Dude, she's literally manipulative. She is.
But she tells Rose that Bonnie could make her a daylight ring.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, Bonnie has been volunteered to
do. Yeah, she's getting something tossed around.
Yeah. So they go to Slater's apartment and find him there with a stake in his heart, which we already know. He did. And Elena's immediately like, oh no, let's go to his computer and see what's on there.
She's like, oh, that's so sad. Well, look at all this information on this computer. Yeah,
she's like, that's so sad. Do you think you would know the password?
She's like, what do you think his password would be?
His body is just laying on the ground. By the way, he has like a 6 monitor setup. Did you notice that?
Yeah. Oh, I did. I was like, was he a governmental spy? Oh, what's happening?
The blue light.
Oh my God. Yeah.
What could you possibly need that many monitors for?
Wait. I heard that blue light glasses are a scam.
I believe it.
Okay. Because you have some.
I do have some. I think. Oh no, I was saying I believe that they're a scam.
Oh.
Well, I think it's just there's just not that much info on.
They're cute.
It's like some. It's like similar to natural deodorant, where it's like there's no harm other than you're kind of stinky, I guess. But it's like not necessarily like super researched.
It had normal deodorant has aluminum.
Yeah.
Aluminium
for our British listeners. Anyways, I don't know. He needs some insane blue light glasses for that shit. It's literally 6 monitors.
6 monitors.
It looks just nutty. Cool.
And then they hear someone crying, and then they discover that Slater's girlfriend Alice was hiding in the closet. She was she's crying. She got there right before they did.
She's also dressed like Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, she her eyeliner is crazy. She's not a vampire, insane. By the way. She's normal.
She's just a normal girl.
She is just a normal girl. But apparently she really wants to be a vampire.
I get it. I mean, based on the way that she looks, like, it seems like she has no other choice.
She looks tacky, in my opinion, but whatever.
Like, she just has a vampire-looking ass face. You know those people who just, like, look,
mm-hmm.
like, supernaturally weird?
Yeah.
Sorry to this actress.
No, she looks whack.
They did her dirty, though. But anyways, we're gonna leave on that little
mm-hmm.
cliffhanger. But Matt and Tyler are, like, in the schoolyard at the basketball court
mm-hmm.
where they belong, where the men belong.
Where the men belong, yeah.
And Matt wants to talk to Tyler about how he was compelled, but he doesn't know this, that he like picked a fight with Tyler that ultimately led to their friend Sarah hitting her head and dying.
No, he's literally in tears. He's like, hey man, I just want to say like I'm really sorry. And Tyler's like, no, it's all good.
He literally says, like, no, don't worry about it, man, about like a girl that died, like,
yeah,
as a result of their actions.
And Matt's like, no, seriously, dude, like, I'm so sorry. And like, I feel so bad for picking a fight with you. And I like feel so bad about that Sarah died. And like, I don't even know. Like, he's so distraught. And Tyler can't say anything because,
I mean, he could say more than don't worry about it, man.
Fair enough.
Like,
but that's just how men talk.
Yeah, honestly, I'm surprised they even talked about it.
I know. I was surprised I saw Matt with so much emotion.
Points for the bare minimum.
But Caroline rolls up to join them, and she's like, oh, hi, Matt. And Matt's like, I have to go to class. So he leaves.
He's going.
They're still
it.
On the rocks. But for some reason, Caroline, like, really is obsessed with helping Tyler through this transition of being a vampire.
He's transitioning, if you will.
He's transitioning, and she's like, so what are you going to do? Like, what's your plan for the full moon? It's coming up. And then he's like, all right, well, I'll show you, I guess.
Yeah, he takes her to they're calling it a cellar now. He says that Mason used to like chain himself up in there during the full moons, and so that's kind of what he's planning to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like showing her all the, I don't know, chains and shit.
Yeah, he's like, I need to get new chains, but these bolts should hold.
He's like showing her his equipment.
Yeah. And then she's like, oh my God, well, what's this? And they find Mason's journal where he recounts all of his transitions. And there's also a USB stick. Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a flash drive in there.
A flash drive. I don't know why I call it a USB stick. Well, that's what they call it in the wiki article.
Yeah, whatever, like, 14-year-old Dutch person wrote the Wikipedia
flash drive
Google Translate.
Yeah.
That's what they called it. Like when they said she suicides. I can't stop thinking about that.
They go back to Caroline's house and they are like reading through the journal, and he like has all the dates. I mean, you know what? I'm like really proud of Mason because he left.
I'm proud
some
of any man that journals.
I know.
Like,
no,
you're
it was
willing
like
to sit alone with your own thoughts. Most men can't even handle that. They'll like burst into flames.
He was like reflecting, and I was like, okay, King. And they put in the USB. Sorry, the flash drive. Jesus. They put in the flash drive, and Mason had taped his first transformation.
It's an at-home video, if you know what I mean.
He set up his little tripod.
I know. I kept thinking about that. I was like, was there like a camcorder and a tripod set up in the cellar? And he's like shirtless and like covered in sweat. And like, honestly, where can I get my hands on these home videos?
No, yeah, literally put that on the web. But it's actually
brutal.
You think
brutal. A certain hub would love to have that footage?
No, it's like very like hardcore. Like, he's like screaming and moaning, and I guess it goes on for hours and hours, which I don't know what the camcorders were like back then, but I just feel like it wouldn't have lasted 6 hours.
All jokes aside, it's very brutal. He's like writhing in pain and screaming at one point.
Cheyenne.
At one point he throws a bicycle.
He does throw a bicycle. Yeah, I did.
What when you're in so much pain, you have to pick up a whole ass bicycle literally and chuck it across the room.
Also, he was like literally in like a garage. Like, anyone could have heard him, but whatever.
I don't know, but
Tyler is
uncomfortable,
freaking out. Yeah. For me, Tyler's reaction is much like whenever I think of like women giving birth.
Yes. Oh my god! Literally, how we felt in health class, like watching labor.
Yeah. Tyler was like, he's like, I literally can't do this. Like, that looks horrible. Like, I cannot do this. I literally can't do this.
Wait, it's so true too, because they're like scrubbing through the video, and it's literally like they're like, oh my god, it's 6 hours long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait. Oh wow.
Wait, if dude, a birth was 6 hours. Life. Are literally, this is actually a commentary on what women have to go on through with birth
struggles. Yeah, well, it's when people are like, oh, I was in labor for 20 hours.
Yeah, no, a 6 hour birth is like, it popped out of me. Like, literally, women, how does that even happen? Do you just have full contractions for 20 hours?
I guess.
And then nothing comes out? Like, why is the human body not designed to have children?
It was like an evolutionary, sorry, I'm like about to
please anthropize this. I'm
anthropize.
Anthropolize.
Neothermopolize. well, it was kind of an evolutionary trade-off in which, like, in order to walk upright,
mm-hmm.
we had to sacrifice a lot of our like pelvic.
Our whole,
the wideness of our pelvis was sacrificed in order for us to be bipedal, which, obviously has helped us so much in so many other ways, like in terms of hunting and like, but, the trade-off was that childbirth became much more difficult. Like, animals that are like four-legged animals, like even monkeys, it's so much easier for them to give birth, and they die like very, very significantly less.
Damn. No, literally, humans should not have babies. Whatever.
That's yeah, just let the whole there. Race die out.
Okay, fine.
If I care.
But shit looks like it hurts, and Tyler is like having a crisis, and he's like, I know I'm already like in the throes of becoming a vampire, but or not vampire, werewolf.
Yeah, I mean, the full moon's coming up. There's literally nothing he can do about it unless he
much wants, like his suicide. Like birthday coming, not birth,
birthday,
the birthday of his child. It's the duty. Am I dumb, dude? Literally.
No, you're not dumb.
Okay. Anyway, he's freaking out, and Caroline's like trying to be like, "No, it's okay. Like, they can give you an epidural. Like, you're gonna be fine."
It's like any man being like, but think about how beautiful like having a child would be.
No, literally
eat my fart. Actually shut the fuck up.
No, literally, women black out because like they have to be able to want to have another baby, so they like can't remember it, or they won't want to have another baby.
Not only do some women like black out, some women die.
Oh, also literally we can die.
Also, you can shit on the table, and I don't know if I think that might be worse than dying.
They wipe it up really fast, though.
I think there's someone whose like entire job is to like literally disappear wipe up the poop on the table.
No, but literally, like, you're pushing. You can't be like, you can't even sometimes when you're peeing, like sometimes you just it's all the same muscle.
Yeah, it is. So Tyler's freaking out. he's like crying, and it's it is
He's also like, why are you trying to help me? Like, we've never been this close, and now you're just like trying to help me. And Caroline's like, well, no one was there when I transitioned into a
When
vampire.
I transitioned,
She
she's
was
an
like, it was just like,
ally.
she was like, it was really scary, and like, I just don't want you to feel like that. And they're having like a moment, and then the doorbell rings, and it's Matt.
Yeah.
And Matt's like, I miss you. And then for some reason, Tyler walks up.
I know Tyler didn't have to do that. I think he like is maybe catching some feelings for his midwife, Caroline.
Well, she's really pretty, to be fair.
She is so pretty. So, yeah, that's pretty uncomfortable. And that's where we leave them, is just Caroline standing in between Tyler and Matt.
Yeah.
Not the worst thing that could happen to you, but.
No, I mean, I'd be like, boys, 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 we can share.
Have you seen that TikTok that's like trying to break up a fight between like, it'll be like, it'll say like between like a hockey bro and a basketball bro. And then like some girl will like literally shake her ass at one and then like kick the nuts of another or whatever. I just want to come out and say that I hate that. And I think it's really dumb. That's all. And I'm requesting that everyone stop.
Please
Because I
stop.
don't stop. I don't like it. It's not the vibe. Stop. Follow Real HRH Collection, everyone.
She's
You will
slightly
not regret
problematic,
it. Oh,
but
she's
no.
that's she is fully so problematic. And
You don't
I
even need
think
to
she's
follow
hilarious.
her.
I mean, I'll follow her, just like binge her content.
She
And I
just
get
pops up on my For You page, and I'm not mad about it.
she's genuinely insane, and I want to travel the world with her.
I think it's a bit, though, don't you?
I don't know. I kind of hope it's not.
I think it's a bit.
She's
There's no
nuts.
way.
She like smokes cigarettes in her house.
That's so crazy.
She's really kooky.
Okay, back at the
Yeah,
Salvatore
sorry.
house.
They roped Bonnie into doing their shit for them. Whoa.
Sorry, I'm so
That's
sorry.
okay. They rope Bonnie into doing their shit for them, and they're asking her if she can lift the tomb spell for a while so they can grab the moonstone. And Jeremy's like, no, Bonnie, you're not strong enough. Like, literally, you got a nosebleed last time.
Jeremy's like her keeper. He's like, literally can't. He's like, you will get hurt.
He's such a punk.
It's actually really
And
sweet.
I guess. And Bonnie's like, here, I have an idea. Like, give me something that belongs to Catherine. And so they go grab like a photo that was Catherine's, and it's a self-portrait.
The
And
infamous one from like literally the
infamous.
first episode.
Yeah. And Bonnie's like burning it and chanting a spell. Also, I want to point out that Stefan, Damon, Jeremy, and Bonnie are all standing in a circle, but all like 5 feet apart from each other and talking.
I love that.
And it's so fucking weird and so funny. And I only ever want to stand like that with people
No,
and have
literally,
a
be
camera
five
like pan to
feet.
each of us as we're talking. But yeah, so Bonnie's burning the photo, and she basically says that she charmed the ash so that if you throw it at Catherine, she'll be like
Like,
incapacitated for like a couple minutes, which all she could do was a couple minutes.
Yeah, she's like 1 or 2 minutes. I was like, whoa,
Bonnie's weak as
girl.
shit.
Yeah, she is. And Jeremy is like really nervous about Bonnie, like, I don't know,
He's
putting
like,
her
babe,
life in
if you die, I
danger.
literally will never get to fuck you.
But Jeremy's like, okay, like he like feigns being helpful, and he's like, okay, go find like a thing to put the ash in, and I'll help you. But then Jeremy scoops up a little ash for himself.
He doesn't scoop up a little ash. He literally cuts a line with his credit card,
He does cut a
which
line in his
felt
credit.
so unnecessary and so on brand for him. Like, all
Yeah,
this
our
kid
little
does is
druggie.
like crush up powder. Ugh.
Snort it.
Snort
So,
it. He doesn't snort it, though. I don't
no, he
think.
doesn't. He takes it. He's like, I guess his plan is to like go to the tomb and try to take the moonstone.
So he goes to the tomb by himself and throws the ashes at Catherine, and she like falls over, but he's kind of an idiot. Like, he doesn't know where the moonstone is. And obviously she's not stupid like the rest of them and isn't keeping it up her asshole. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She like has it somewhere safe in the cave. So he's like running around trying to find the moonstone. He finds it, tosses it out of the tomb so that it's at least out of the like charm or like the spell seal, I don't know. And then she gets back up and attacks him and starts drinking his blood.
That was like not even a minute.
Yeah, I know.
That she was out.
Yeah, Bonnie needs to try harder. And then Stefan and Bonnie see what happened, and they see that the moonstone is out, but Jeremy isn't. And Catherine's just like using him as her human blood bag. It's like, let me out and you can have Jeremy back.
Which honestly, like, fair enough. Jeremy was a dumb idiot trying to save a girl. So he deserves
to stay in there. Him and Elena both think that they're way more invincible than they actually are.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of Elena, they're still in Slater's apartment with Slater's girlfriend named Alice, the one who looks like Amy Winehouse. And Elena's trying to like console her, and she's like, I'm really sorry your boyfriend died. Do you know the password to his computer?
No, literally, she's like, my boyfriend is literally dead right there. And she's like, okay, and? She's heartless. She's like, okay, cool. Do you think you know the password?
I like seeing the side of Elena. Normally, she's a little too soft for me.
I know. She's usually passive, and she's like really, she's really topping the situation.
She is. And Alice is like, no, I'm not like giving you his password. I just met you and I'm grieving. And Elena's like, okay, well, Rose will turn you into a vampire if you give us the password.
And she's like, all right, word. She's like, sick. Everyone's very easily manipulated, and they're not like, can I get that in writing? They're just like, okay, I probably trust you.
Yeah, which is insane. But Alice agrees, and then Elena, like behind her back to Rose, is like, don't worry, haha, like I'm lying. She's like, Jesus. The password to his computer is Kristen Stewart.
I love that.
Future Oscar winner, Kristen Stewart.
Oh my God.
I saw Spencer BT Dubs. It was crazy.
Was it good?
It was definitely not a biopic. It was like a psychological horror.
That's what I heard, but is it good?
Yeah, it is good.
Okay.
You should watch it. Tell me what you think.
Yeah, adding it to the list. I'd love to
discuss it, but I don't want to like, I don't want to spoil anything. But okay. Anyways, his password is Kristen Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
And Elena wants to send a message to Klaus. Do they do this like via email, or did they find?
I don't know. It's not really like outlined clearly, but I guess she just sends a message.
Like, was this on Google Teams?
Maybe it was like iMessage. Maybe his iMessage is open.
Maybe.
Anyways, to say.
They send a message somehow, and Elena asks for Alice to send a message to Klaus saying that she, the doppelganger, is alive and wants to surrender. Which,
oh my.
So she's basically like sacrificing herself for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why Rose is upset about this. Like, Rose seems to be a very pragmatic person. And like, what Elena's doing makes sense. Like, sacrifice yourself to save like 10 plus people.
I feel like Rose maybe has a little soft spot for Elena now that she's spent the whole day with her, and she just like, ugh. Maybe it's just like, how can you, if someone's so ready to like suicide, like you have to be like, don't, you know what I mean?
You think she's pulling a don't kill yourself, you're so sexy,
don't kill yourself. Yeah, I mean, she's kind of like, wait, like that's crazy, like let's rethink this, because she's just like, that was so selfless. And I don't know,
you think she's like I don't know. I mean, working from a social script here, she's like a gazillion years old. Like if I was her, I'd be like, yeah, you probably should die. Like it's the trolley simulation.
No, literally. No, I know. I think she like was pretty indifferent to her earlier, but she just, they had like a little girly day and they were up to their shenanigans. And I think she just like maybe likes her more now.
You know what? I bet they didn't show that they potentially like got their nails done together.
Yeah, like maybe they like got a latte together and they were like talking about,
because that
like,
changes everything.
Real Housewives.
That changes everything.
Yeah.
But based on what they're showing us, like in my mind, I'm like, okay, Rose, you seem to be really smart and like really like a survivor, obviously.
She's a survivor.
She's just like such a survivor. But and she's like banging Damon, who she's like acknowledged is in love with Elena. Like two birds, one stone, sis.
So true. So true.
You know, but maybe IDK. I don't know.
Maybe she was just like, damn, like that was so fucking stupid of you. Like, I can't even let you do this. But who knows? But Rose is upset. And she tries to change Elena's mind. But Elena's like, no, I'm not going to put everyone I love at risk. So instead, Rose calls Damon for backup.
And then we see my favorite boy, my favorite boy vampire.
Your favorite little twink.
My favorite little twink, Elijah.
Elijah.
He's dressed to the nines. He's looking good.
He looks great.
He looks well rested.
Mm-hmm.
He is with Jonas, his little warlock, and they're using the things that he stole from Elena's bedroom, including a framed picture of herself in her cheerleading uniform.
Why did she have that in her room?
I remember like growing up, I had a couple of friends who would have photos, like framed photos of themselves in their rooms.
Not me.
Not I. I not literally I. had like framed photos of Miley Cyrus in my room growing up. Like, I
yeah, was no, not. Literally.
I also remember like seeing girls when, you know, when everyone had like an iPod Touch and not like mm-hmm. a phone yet. I remember some people would put like a good selfie of them as their lock screen.
Oh my God. Yes.
Which is like so Love Island.
Yeah. Honestly, like the power that holds.
The self-love. I could never. But yeah, they're like performing a spell with like her hairbrush and her.
These like two grown men. It feels weird.
Cheerleading uniform.
But they do a spell so that Elijah can like see where Elena is in his mind. Yeah. And they do the spell and he immediately is like, I know exactly where she is.
She's at Slater's getting a suntan from the 6 blue light monitors.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, Bonnie and Stefan find Jeremy stuck with Catherine in the tomb.
Mm-hmm.
And Bonnie's like, okay, I'm going to like break the seal or whatever so Stefan can run in and get Jeremy out. And at the same time, it shows Luca like getting home from school. And I guess Jonas is like done with the
back
spell
now?
And made it back home really quick. And he's like, how was school? And Luca's like, oh, it was good. And then all of a sudden is like, makes a weird face because Bonnie is like sucking the magic out of him.
Bonnie is literally Gluck Gluck 3000 of magic out of him.
Not a Call Her Daddy reference.
Okay,
this is a safe place, Nicole.
So yeah, she's like harnessing. She's sloppy topping his magic. She's getting his magic out to like so that she's like more powerful, so she can do the spell. And Luca starts like withering. Not really, but he's like.
Well, it's like him sitting at the table trying to do his math homework and he's like panting. She's like magically like throat goading him. Did you see the thing on Twitter? Twitter about Nancy Reagan?
No, wait, I saw some tweets like referencing it, but like, so I guess the joke is that Nancy Reagan was like hella good at giving head, but where is that from?
It literally apparently was like known a bunch, like around Hollywood, that like, she would give a bunch of actors like that good old-fashioned sloppy toppy,
and she was like really and talented.
Apparently she was like a throat goat. Yeah.
Oh my god, wait, I need to pull up a picture of Nancy Reagan.
I saw someone but it all started because like someone posted a tweet of Madonna in her 60s and she's like laying in a bed like looking so yassified, and then a picture of Nancy Reagan in her 60s and it's like her standing with like all of her grandchildren, and someone posted and was like, which would you rather be? Like, as if the only two options are to be like 60 and in a unitard, like yassified on the cover of a magazine, or to have like literally three generations of like breeding done.
Nancy Reagan was beautiful. Was also
fuzzy?
So thin. I mean, she has like a very interesting face, but I guess that was sort of like the thing back then. Ronnie and Nancy.
Let's see.
She just looks very like, I mean, not my cup of tea, but whatever. Here's her looking yassified.
Yeah, she is really pretty.
I guess. I mean, she's, you know,
she's fine. pretty talented too.
Pretty good at giving sloppy toppy.
The Call Her Daddy girls didn't invent the Gluck Gluck 3000. Nancy Reagan did.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways. So Bonnie is like the witch version of Nancy Reagan, if you will.
Yeah. Sorry,
I'm just like scrolling through pictures of Nancy Reagan now. I just like timely. Needed to find a way to work in Nancy Reagan into this episode. And that's
no, crazy. I was
and
wondering
because so organically.
Yeah. Okay, so Luke is getting his power sucked from Bonnie. And Luca's dad can like tell, and he's like, what's going on?
He's like, it's under the table.
He's like, I can't believe you're getting sucked off right now. Oh, this feels dirty.
Sorry, I'm done. We're done.
We're done. You're done.
You're done. It's not the vibe. Stop. Do you think that people in France are literally wearing beachy waves? It's not the vibe. Anyways. So Bonnie and Luca both collapse, and
Bonnie could not do the spell.
No, she couldn't do
it. She failed
complete, if you know what I mean.
She could not complete. And then
Stefan runs into the tomb.
Yeah,
because Catherine's like about to bite Jeremy again or whatever. And he like pushes Jeremy out of the tomb, but now he's trapped in there with his ex, Catherine.
Yeah, because remember, vampires cannot escape.
You know, like, would you rather like spend a night in a tomb with your ex, or like those kind of questions? Mm-hmm. I've been asking everyone.
Okay.
Would you rather have a baby with the last person you kissed, aka Andrew? Hi, babe. Or spend the night out in the Pacific Ocean on a boogie board?
Just one night?
Yeah, just one night.
Like 12 hours?
Like, yeah, a night. Boogie board, Pacific Ocean.
I mean, I just like, don't want a baby. You know what I mean?
So what's your answer? So Pacific Ocean.
I mean, I guess baby with the last person I kissed.
Are you saying that because he's listening?
I mean, we would make really cute babies.
Ew, you are in love.
But unfortunately, my IUD is just really gatekeeping that.
It's gatekeeping. Okay, we just talked about, you know, I'm not trying to force your answer.
I mean, a boogie board's like so small,
dude. You know what's funny is like I would say 90% of the people that I've asked say boogie board. which really, really shows the state of affairs for everyone.
For your household. Well, what's your answer?
Girl, you know what my answer is.
Yeah. Baby.
I would spend a week in the Pacific Ocean on a boogie board rather than have a baby with the last person I kiss.
That is really
bad. Is not an exaggeration. Also, I just don't want a kid, so
I'm really backed me into a corner there.
We can delete it if you don't want him to hear that. I don't want to like get in the way of your family planning with your boyfriend.
He really forced my hand. No, it's probably fine.
He's like, so you're ready?
He's like, oh my god, I've literally been waiting for you to say no. Neither of us are. I mean, obviously that's would be insane. We're children.
You're not a child bride. I literally, if I were to get pregnant, I would consider it a teen pregnancy.
I'd be like, how can I financially support this? And people would be like, you literally have a full-time job. And I'd be like, oh, true. Oh,
word. There's a difference between having a full-time job, though, and being able to finance. Like, I can barely financially support myself right now, and I have a full-time job. So.
No, I literally am financially supporting my child, aka my dog. Do you know how
expensive? Oh, my God.
We just talked about how expensive training is.
Yeah, I always forget how I, like, want a dog, and then I think about that, and I'm like, oof.
Oh my god, no, I literally just went to PetSmart and spent $50 on his food, and I was like, how often do I have to feed him? Like, do we have to keep doing this?
But anyways, yeah, Stefan's stuck inside the tomb
with his ex, which is honestly, like, if I was only there, I'd be pissed.
Would you rather spend a night in a tomb with your ex,
mm-hmm,
or spend the night on a boogie board in the Pacific Ocean?
Problems. I mean, girl, I don't know. I just can't get over how small the boogie board is. Plus, I would love to cuss out my ex. I mean, I guess the boogie board situation.
Wow. Same.
Yeah. It just feels like I can like get some journaling in, or at least like gets really introspective.
On the boogie board? You're gonna journal on a boogie board?
Journal in my mind.
You do that?
You don't journal in your own mind.
Aren't we all anytime you reflect, I guess you're journaling in your own mind.
AKA thinking.
So thinking. I do think on occasion. only a force.
The girlies do be thinking.
The girlies think sometimes as a little treat. Anyways.
So anyway.
Damon shows up to Slater's apartment to like chastise Elena for like wanting to save her friends and family.
He's like so mad at her.
Just so stupid. She's like, I'm literally just gonna sacrifice myself so that everyone I have ever loved doesn't die. Like, that's a pretty like, I don't know. I feel like this is a pretty dry and cut decision that she's making.
No, yeah. No,
and she's cut like, and dry.
She's really like spitting facts too, because she's like, you and Stefan sacrifice yourself every day to save me, and I'm just doing the same thing. Like, why can't I make this decision for myself?
She finally wants to have agency like a season and a half in, and it's too late.
No, she did reflect though. She was like, I'm realizing everyone makes my decisions for me, and maybe I want to make one decision for myself, and her decision is literally to kill herself.
That's so me. I'm kidding. It is like kind of a good life lesson in like boundaries though. Like my therapist always says, if you're like trying to set a boundary with someone that you like haven't had that healthy boundary with before, there's always like so much pushback.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like if you start out having healthy boundaries with people, it like manages everyone's expectations kind of thing. But it's never too late to set a healthy boundary, and for that I'm very proud of Elena.
And yeah, and everyone please take notes on that, because boundaries are so important. They're so important.
Boundaries are so important, and I didn't have any until about like 6 months ago.
Oh my god, literally, so when I learned about boundaries.
You can imagine what hell it's been.
No, I was like, wait, I didn't even know you could do that. I was like, you can literally
do that?
Literally, you can, you guys. Like, you can just like have a boundary and like maintain a boundary with someone.
Realizing that you can say no to something. And also, like, now that we're reflecting,
yeah, let's
we're
reflect.
Journaling in our mind. It's actually like crazy how often I have to remind myself, like, you can just leave things.
Dude, yes.
Like, I think growing up and being in like a traditional like school setting all the time, like, there's so much about like you have to ask to go to the bathroom, like you have like a set schedule, like you can't just like get up and leave class, or like
we're
you can't
brainwashed.
Just decide to not leave or whatever. And so to realize that, like, I mean, obviously there are consequences sometimes, like I couldn't just like if I were to just like stand up and leave the pod, then like,
yeah, like you can't not show weird. Up to work, but you can like tell your friend that you know don't want to drive them to the airport, but like you still want to be friends. Yeah,
that's all.
And you're also like not in charge of how people like react to things that you yeah. tell them. Yeah, like you just literally have to do you, girl.
Might I add, you're not in charge of how other people feel, but the harder thing, like the harder pill to swallow, is that other people aren't in charge of how you feel.
Ugh.
And so that's the real kicker.
Yeah, no, it is.
Okay, mental health PSA is done. Everyone set your boundaries.
Okay, so Elena's trying to set a boundary. Is that where we're at?
Elena's trying to set a boundary, and that if she wants to kill herself, she can.
She wants to she's sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
She wants to sacrifice herself.
And so someone named Cody, like, okay, someone named Cody shows up with like two henchmen, I guess, to take Elena and bring her to Klaus.
Mm-hmm.
And Damon's all pissed and is like gearing up to like defend her or whatever. And Elijah shows up looking suave as ever. He sticks mm-hmm. his hands out. He grabs both of their hearts, rips them out of their chests, kills the main guy, Cody, I guess. Hi, Cody. Yeah. Bye, Cody. And then literally leaves and doesn't kill Elena or Damon or, like, take them.
Yeah. Kind of gruesome, but whatever. I guess it was kind of cool.
I thought it was cool.
Okay.
Because they were bad guys, you know?
They're bad guys,
I guess.
And he did spare Damon, which is nice.
He says that later. He talks to Jonas about it, and he says that he spared them because both Damon and Stefan would do anything to protect Elena's life. And for now, that's like kind of his goal. So for some reason, he wants Elena alive, which I guess we'll find out mm-hmm. at some point, or maybe not. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They're not very consistent in the show.
Yeah.
To like, or Bonnie takes Jeremy home. His mm-hmm. neck looks fucking gruesome, like yeah. literally holes in his neck.
Yeah,
like it's a hospital level injury. I don't know why he's just like putting a Band-Aid on it.
He literally just like pops a bandage on it, and he's
I don't
like,
know
good
how
to
he
go.
Can stand.
He's a man.
You're right. He is a man. He should rub some dirt in it.
Yeah.
But anyways. Him and Bonnie get home. They're like fighting because she's like, why did you do that? You're dumb. And he's like, why did you try and do a spell that you can't do? You're dumb, whatever. And then all of a sudden they're like about to kiss. And she hits them with the I can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because she is Elena's BFF and their brother and sister. And it's just like is yeah. a little too complicated.
Maybe it's the age gap,
but then honestly she shouldn't fucking lead him on.
I think she feels it. She just like isn't ready to like surrender commit. To her
yeah.
feelings.
All right, fair enough. Listen, I've said it before and I'll say it again.
Elena gets home and Jeremy has to break the news to her that Stefan is literally trapped in a tomb with his ex.
Mm-hmm.
And she responds appropriately and literally like sprints to the
yeah. yeah.
to the tomb and is like trying to run in to get him out. But Damon stops her and they have like a whole ass like tussle in front of the tomb, which I like to see a little fight from her. She really stepped it up this episode.
She did.
And then she's like, all right, fine, fuck all of you. And she leaves, which, okay. And Stefan comes up and makes Damon promise that
he'll keep Alana safe. He'll keep
her away from the tomb because he's worried that Catherine would kill her. Which she probably would if she could.
Catherine's like, damn, you fucked up. Biggest mistake of your life is what she says. Which I think she's saying that because, like, it's so obvious. My opinion is that she's saying it because it's so obvious that Damon is in love with Alana. And so she's like, you are going to lose her, basically. But I don't know. Kind of ominous. That happens.
I'm tired of this tomb.
So that's where they leave us.
That's where they leave us. We're almost halfway through the season.
Yeah, isn't that fucking crazy?
Because 11, next episode will be halfway.
So exciting.
Which is nuts. As always, if you made it to the very end, thanks. And you can rate us on Apple Podcasts.
Please rate us on Apple Podcasts. Please leave us a review. I want to say it helps tremendously. I don't even know that that's true or not. I'm assuming it probably does. So just do it and we'll like see what happens.
Yeah, and you can follow us at Mystic Balls Pod on all platforms.
We make really funny TikToks, and by we, I mean Cheyenne has really been busting her balls for the Mystic Balls TikTok.
I've been shit posting quite a bit, so if you want to, you can follow that.
Yeah, 5 out of 5 stars so far on Apple Podcasts, which is accurate, I'd say.
Love you.
I love you.
Oh my god, really?
Oh yeah, I do.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Mystic Balls.